We have a special song tonight. But before we do, Brother Matt's going to come. And where is Brother Matt? Right there. And introduce it for us. Speak to us. Come, Brother Matt.
Thankful for the opportunity to be here these 2 weeks. Thankful for the privilege to serve at camp with Uncle Gordon, Aunt Martha, and Phil. And you're very fortunate down at this end of Watch Rock. Hope you take advantage of them, having them. Also thankful that all of you can be here. You all play a part in our work down in the village. And so we're very thankful that you're here for your labor and the way you serve us and help us, but also for your prayers. We covet your prayers down in the village. And so before the counselors come and sing, I told them, well, this is their first test. I said, oh, we just do whatever. Well, this is our first test singing. But before they come and sing, I just thought maybe since you'll be praying for us, maybe I could direct you a little bit about some of the things that we would appreciate your prayers. I'll try to keep this short. I want David to still think that I'm rather intelligent. If you would please pray for these counselors, first of all. I spent many days in prayer praying for counselors, and these are the ones that God provided. And I'm thankful that he answered my prayer in a real special way. Some of them are familiar faces. Dan has a standing cabin. He can just keep coming back until he decides to not. But some are new, and if you would pray for them, I would appreciate that. We would appreciate that. I think as a camper, I can only remember a few lessons and bunk devotions that I had, but I remember every single counselor that I had, and each one made an impression in my life. And so if you would pray for them most. Then if you would pray for some practical things, we would like God to give us good weather. And we'd like him to keep us from harm and evil and cover us with his blood. We would ask that you pray that God would save souls down in the village, that he would release the boys from any bondage or sin that they struggle with. We would ask that you pray that he fill them with his Holy Spirit. And then I ask that you pray that he would give us a spirit of worship down there. We're going to be studying about God. And the reason we study about God is so that we can worship him. And I pray that you would pray with us that the boys would get a real sight of God and that their hearts would be full of worship. Some of you, I don't recommend this, but some of you you've looked at a field of grass and it's beautiful, and then you look at the sun, that's the part I don't recommend, and you stare at the sun for a while, and when you look back at the field of grass, you don't really see anything anymore. And we want that to be the experience of the boys down in the village, that there are things in the world that attract, but we want them to be blinded by the glory of God and the sight that they have of him, that when they get back to their place at home, they're blinded by the things that once attracted them. And they're just full of Jesus. Now you should be praying for our lessons as well. So I just wanted to give you a little idea of what our theme is. We're going to be looking at one of the attributes of God. Our theme down in the village is the holiness of God. That's very daunting. It's a very wide, broad topic. And most of the things that it's very hard to express when you talk about the holiness of God. There are some attributes of God that are communicable, that he communicates to us. Love is one of those. God says in his word, God is love, and he communicates his love to us, and he asks that we love as he loves. And then there's some attributes of God that are not communicable. Incommunicable, I think, is the right word. And, for instance, God is all-powerful. And there's nowhere in the Bible where you read, be all-powerful as I am all-powerful. There is no way. And holiness is tricky. There's a little of both. Holiness, one meaning of holiness would be purity. And so we're going to look at that our first week down in the village, that God is pure, that God is without sin, and that God has provided a way for us, too, to be holy as He is holy, to come and ask to have our sins forgiven, and then to work in us and change us so that we might be more like Himself. But in Isaiah 6, when Isaiah had his vision, and the angels were singing, "Holy, holy, holy," they weren't singing, "You are pure." They were saying, "You are holy. You are God. You are God. You are God." And in that sense, the word holiness means that God is other, that there is none like Him. He is majestic. We read that in one of the songs of Moses. "Who is like You, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like You, majestic in holiness, awesome in glorious deeds, doing wonders?" And so in the second week, I think we'd like to look at that part of God, that God is other. God the Father is holy, and He sent His holy Son, Jesus, at a great cost so that we might enter His holy family. And He gives us His Holy Spirit. And if you would just pray that the boys would see God as other, as something, there is none like Him, and that would draw them to Him, and it would fill them with Himself. That He would fill them with Himself. God invites us to be a part of His holy family. And I think sometimes some churches and some people, there's such an emphasis on holiness within the church. Then in other churches you go to, there's such an emphasis on family. And not so often is there emphasis on the balance between being the holy family that God has purchased. And so it's our prayer down in the village that the boys would really get that sense of being a part of God's holy family. That God calls us apart from the world, but He draws us together to love one another, to be a part of His family. So you'll remember us. Please, we appreciate that very much.
Yes.
There's a prayer that we have that hangs in our refrigerator at home, and it talks about those three persons of God. And just like to leave it with you. There was this one part that I thought of this morning, but I'll read you the whole prayer. It's not too long. "Almighty and everlasting God, creator and sustainer of the universe, I worship You. Lord Jesus Christ, Savior and Lord of the world, I worship You. Holy Spirit, sanctifier of the people of God, I worship You. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Heavenly Father, I pray that this day I may live in Your presence and please You more and more. Lord Jesus Christ, I pray that this day I may take up my cross and follow You. Holy Spirit, I pray that this day Your fruit may ripen in my life. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Holy, blessed, and glorious Trinity, three persons and one God, have mercy upon me. Amen." The counselors don't all know which song we're going to be singing. It's in your camp booklet. It's number 75. We'll sing verses 1, 3, 4, and 5. You can come up here and join me. I've asked my boss. We'll see who stands up. I've asked my boss to sing with us too. But come now, and we'll sing together.
Hallelujah. Here we go.
Thank you.